In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
Praise and thank God, I continue to share the message in this afternoon.
感谢赞美神，今天下午继续跟大家分享神的话。
Today is a special honor that the pastor Chai couple with us here.
今天很荣幸，蔡执事能跟我们一起来聚会。
Pastor Chai is my teacher, my instructor when I was a TTP student.
蔡传道是其实是我在当神学生的老师。
First time I met him because when I was in Korea, when he came to visit Korea for the helping the ministry that time, when I was high school.
我第一次认识蔡传道是在高中时候，他来访问韩国时候见到他。
And also I came to United States in 1982.
我在八二年来到美国。
And also face to face that time, so I met them for the every weekend.
那时候每个星期都跟他有见面的有机会。
So I supposed to listen from him, but I share the message, so I don't know what to say.
今天下午我是应该来听他讲道，但是我觉得很不好意思来这边。
And today the message is what is that? The message topic is what is that in your hand?
下午跟大家分享的题目是你手里是什么
？And this is what God says to Moses when he calling the Moses.
这句话是神向摩西所说的一句话。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 4.
我们一起来看出埃及记第四章。
Exodus chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
出埃及记第四章第一节第二节。
Exodus 4 verse 1 and 2.
出埃及记第四章第一二节。
Then Moses answered and said, What if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? For they may say, The Lord has not appeared to you. And the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? And he said, A staff. We understand that when God called Moses on burning bushes,
我们知道神从荆棘火中招呼了摩西。
This is the time that when Moses helping the sheep to lead them to help them let them to lead to the pasture to let the sheep to eat.
那段时间摩西其实是在放羊的。
There's a nobody except Moses in the wilderness.
那时候他身边都没有人，就只有摩西跟在旷野里。
Moses never expected that he would be called by God at that time.
摩西没有料想到神会在那时候呼召他。
I think he understood that his life in this way, just as a shepherd, end up to his life to be.
摩西可能以为他这一生就是当了牧羊人而已。
But then God called him after 40 years his life in the wilderness.
但是神在四十年的旷野生活以后，在这里呼召了他。
It's a quite part of the out of expectation actually.
这是他没有料想到的事。
And then when God calling him, he find out he doesn't have anything in his hand.
当神呼召摩西的时候，他觉得他手上什么都没有。
Compared with other people, maybe he doesn't have enough knowledge, maybe.
可能跟别人比，他知识不是很多。
In the morning, I mentioned that he received all the education when he was in the palace before.
今天早上我们谈到他在皇宫里可能有受到很好的教育。
But after 40 years, I'm sure because he forget everything.
可能在40年旷野生活里，他已经忘了大部分所学的。
Maybe he forget about how he can handle the manage his life and among the people.
可能也不知道跟百姓人要怎么相处。
He was at this time. He was a lonely shepherd.
在这时候，他是一个独居的一位牧羊人。
At this time, God called him.
但神却在这时候呼召了他。
At this time, Moses didn't have enough confidence.
现在但这时候摩西是完全没有自信的。
Since God called him, then asked him to go back to Egypt and bring his people out of there.
这里神吩咐他要回到埃及去把百姓领出来。
So.Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, now Moses answered to God.
所以出埃及记第四章摩西就回答神。
Since you called me, bring me to the Egypt, to my people, and then if they will not believe me and listen to what I say, Then what can I say?
摩西回答神说，那百姓如果他们不信我，也不听我，怎么办呢？
And then they may say that the Lord has not appeared to you.
百姓可能说主并没有向你显现啊。
This is quite a we can we this is quite logical for Moses the properly respond to God at this time.
摩西会这样子向神回应，其实也是可以了解的。
At that time, the Lord said to Moses, "What is in your hand?"
当时主向摩西说，你手里是什么？
The only what he has is the staff.
他唯一在手里的就是他的杖。
But this staff, later on, become a great tool for God.
但是这支杖到最后成为神大功的一个工具。
Now we're now 21st century.
今天我们在二十一世纪生活。
Well, condition is the physical or the condition of flesh is very different than several thousand years ago during the time Moses.
我们生活的条件跟几千年摩西的时候是完全不同的。
We are not in the physical wilderness.
我们并不在住在旷野里。
God do not calling us from the burning bushes like in the wilderness.
神也不会在荆棘火里向我们显现。
And now we are in the city area.
我们住在城市里。
We are in the church now.
我们在教会里。
Now this seems like a quite different environment in a sense.
我们的环境跟摩西完全不同。
But this topic and what the Lord said to Moses, it seems still same question and the tool to answer.
但是主向摩西问的这问题，也是向我们所发问的。
God wants to work with us.
神要通过我们来完成他的工
作。God wants to be partner with us so that he can work his work done to be done.
神希望跟我们同工来做成他的大工。
So this is hopefully we understand this matter.
希望我们都能了解这点。
So we never be discouraged.
所以我们不会失望，不会失望。
Because what we have is enough that we can work for God, that we can show His name to be glorified.
因为我们相信我们所有的可以与神同工来为神的荣耀做工。
I don't know, because a few days ago, until yesterday, the lottery ticket, the amount is continue to expand it, right?
大家可能有听到这过去几天彩券的大奖一直在增长。
One of our sisters told me,
有一位姐妹跟我说
，several days ago,
几天前
，hope that I can buy a lottery ticket so that I can be a winning winner, so that I can take care of all the problems.
这位姐妹说，如果去买彩券中奖的话，我的全部的问题就可以解决了。
I think many people nowadays get the stress is getting the stress is come from the financial issue.
我想今天很多人他们的压力是从经济上所来的吧。
I think we the El Monte Church also we looking for the property.
最近El Monte教会还在找教会。
This much more than we can have a, you know, this idealistic chapel or the place we can purchase.
我们觉得如果基金再多一点的话，我们就可以找到更理想的聚会所。
So lottery ticket can help us to make everything can be solved all these problems.
说不定我去买彩券可以帮我们解决这个问题。
But no matter how, because how lucky we are, I don't think God let us to have get the winning tickets.
但是我想不管我们多幸运，神不会容许我们去中奖吧。
Sometimes no money actually blessing.
其实有时候没钱是一个，才是一个恩典。
Maybe your mind says I don't think so.
可能你心里说，然后这个什么话
？But many times because we don't have it, but because we don't have it, His name to be glorified.
其实有时候我们没有的时候，才可以真正荣耀神。
The important thing is we have to seeking ourselves what we have.
最重要的是要好好的想我们有什么。
The Exodus chapter 4 verse 2, this is what the Lord said to Moses.What is that in your hand?
出埃及记四章二节，神问摩西：“你手里是什么？”
We have to find out what we have.
我们要想一想我们有什么。
So we have to realize, we are so rich people. We are millionaire, billionaire. If we realize ourselves, then we don't have any more, you know, that kind of issue to we can bring up the question from us. say, we need more. We don't say that.
如果我们已经是百万亿万富翁的话，我们可能就不会再问说我们要什么了。
This is a true story.
跟大家分享一个真实故事。
Quite long time ago.
很久以前。
This is what happened in the state of Pennsylvania.
这是发生在宾州的一件事。
This man is a quite considered at that time is quite rich.
在那边有一个富翁。
So he having this farm land for 23 years.
他拥有了很大的土地，大概23年。
But at that time, so he heard because many people they invest themselves and their money and they find out the oil.
那时候
so become a millionaire from the oil.
他听说有很多人去投资石油。
So he always think about himself how he can make a fortune through the finding out of this oil.
那他就一直想说他要怎么投资石油来赚更多钱。
So one day he put the market his property to be sold.
那有天他就把他这块地卖了。
So at that time he sold this property as $833.
他把这块地卖，用833元卖掉。
So don't think that $833 is nowadays money value. It's different.
不要用今天833块来想。
So once he sold his property, he moved to the Alaska to seeking for this, to seeking find out this oil.
他把这块地卖了以后，就拿着钱到阿拉斯加去采油。
But at that time, the one man the purchased his farming the property.
那另外一个人就从他手上买了这块地。
But one time he walking on the stream.
有一天。
And his property, the farmland.
在这块地上面，他在一个河边走。
Every time he think that this smell is very not that pleasant.
他就觉得这个河的味道好像不怎么对。
Why my farmland has this kind of very strange smell come out?
为什么这块地有这臭味呢？
So he actually invited the specialist to find out what's going on in my stream.
他就请专家来看看这块地。
And then this specialist find out actually the oil under this property ground.
结果专家调查以后发现这块地的下面就是很多石油。
So at that time, the value that under the ground of this property is $100 million amount of the oil under the property.
他们发现在这地下所有的石油可以的价值大概是$1 million。
So that he got the fortunes instead of the one first one to trying to looking for the oil.
结果后来这个地主赚了钱。
I hope that my explain is enough that you can get it.
我希望大家可以了解我在讲什么。
So the person who at the beginning has this property, previous owner, actually seeking fortunes somewhere else. Actually, he has in his land.
这第一位地主他到处去要赚钱。
But then he didn't know he has that.
但是他不知道，其实他已经拥有了这最有价值的。
If you look at how God calling the Moses.
我们如果再想一想，神怎么呼召摩西
？You know the Exodus chapter 3, God called Moses.
出埃及记第三章，神显现。
And chapter 3, verse 10, God gave him a mission that you go back to Egypt and bring his people out of the Egypt because their suffering is their crying is reached to God.
神差派摩西回到埃及去把他百姓带出来，因为他们的困苦神已经听到了。
And Exodus chapter 3 verse 12, God gave assurance to Moses, "I'll be with you."
第三章十二节，神跟摩西说，我必与你同在。
You continue to read because he keep telling God that I don't have anything.
我们如果继续看的话，摩西一直跟神说，我什么都没有。
You say you with me, but my mouth is I'm not a good speaker.
你说你要跟我同在，但是我没有口才。
Even later on, chapter 4, God told him, I will be with you, your mouth.
甚至神在第四章已经跟他说，我会跟你同在。
So God says, go.
神说你去吧。
And also God gave him a staff in his hands to be used for the God's purpose.
神说我必赐予你口才，也教导你所当说的话。
Now we back to the New Testament.
我们现在来想一想新约。
During the time of the Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣在世时。
And Jesus calling the many, Jesus calling the 12 disciples.
主耶稣选召了十二个门徒。
And hope that he can call those rich men or millionaire at that time.
主耶稣没有选择拣选那个百万富翁来当门徒。
But we have noticed that all 12 of them, they are not that much of knowledgeable. They are not such kind of money that within their life.
我们看看这十二个门徒不是都不是受到很高的教育，也不是有钱人。
But then God gave them a mission to preach the gospel.
神却给这十二个人去传福音的工作。
When they received the Holy Spirit.
当他们得到圣灵时候。
And that their heart is moved by the Spirit of God.
他们的心里被神的灵感动。
The Spirit of God came down to them. It's not a money. It's not a worldly power.
神的灵浇灌在他们身上的时候，不是给他们钱，也不是给他们世上的能力。
This is the spiritual power from above.
但是这个从上头来属灵的能力。
This power is different than the power from this world.
这个能力不是这世上所有的。
This wisdom different than from this world.
这个智慧也不是世上所找到的。
It came from God.
这是从神来的。
So when the Acts chapter 3.
在《使徒行传》第三章
，When Peter and John when he walk on the street，
当彼得跟约翰在路上行走的时候
，Let's look at the Acts chapter 3。
我们来看一下《使徒行传》第三章
，Acts chapter 3 from verse 1。
《使徒行传》三章第一节
，Acts chapter 3 from verse 1。Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hours of prayer. And a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth, walk." Once you can see that here, this time we have noticed that Peter and John, they were not rich.
我们一直来看到第六节，我们这里看到彼得跟约翰他们没有金银。
If Peter and John maybe a lot of money at this time, maybe they can help, financially help to this man, maybe some certain pocket money to give it to this man.
假如说彼得约翰是有钱人的话，可能那这时候就是给这个瘸腿的人一点钱。
Because the lame beggar expects financial help.
因为这个瘸腿的其实就是在求人周济他。
But yet, at that time, the Peter and John do not have any mention that I do not possess the silver and gold.
但是彼得跟约翰他们说，对他说，金银我都没有。
Of course, we understand this time that Peter and John they are not empty-handed. They have some money for the traveling, maybe.
我们相信彼得、约翰不是完全一毛钱都没有，可能手上也是有一点钱，至少可以去到处行走吧。
But the issue is the Peter and John, and what they have is not the whether their pocket money to help this man, but it's better the name of Jesus Christ help this man.
问题是彼得跟约翰知道可以帮助这个人最大的不是用金钱帮助，而是用神的能力来帮助他。
Because Peter and John understand, they with use the name of Jesus Christ, this man can walk. That truly glorify God.
彼得、约翰是明白，如果用主的名叫他行走的话，这是可以更荣耀神的。
So instead of he got some pocket money to give it to this man, but instead of that, then in the name of Jesus Christ, this name of Jesus Christ give it to this man.
他们不是用口袋里的零钱掏给这个乞丐，这个瘸腿的。而是用神的名请他起来行走。
This man is the crippled And handicapped this star from the born, when he was his born.
我们看这个人是生来就瘸腿了。
Possibly because his leg is nor any strength and nor any muscle.
可能他的脚都没有肌肉可以站起来或是行走。
This man never have experienced walking in his whole life.
他一生从来没有走路过。
But the name of Jesus Christ is powerful enough to let him to walk.
但是神主耶稣的名却有那能力起他让他起来行走。
This one medically cannot explain.
这个神迹是无法解释的。
Only the name of Jesus Christ can explain this.
只有主耶稣的名才有办法行神迹。
This is the true miracle, and this is the true sign that God is with Peter and John, and came out this power by the name of Jesus Christ.
这个是神最好的见证，也是让大家知道神与彼得、约翰同工同在。
Many times in the church ministry,
现在我们在教会的圣工也是一样。
Many times we think about you know, intellectual issues and knowledge issues.
我们常常是从
and church also.
在教会里从这个知识上面来看圣工。
But what is the precious one that we have?
但是我们所有最宝贵的是什么呢？
I never discredit that we have intellectual things or the money things that we have. All the things is important.
我不是说知识以及金钱不重要。
But what truly that we have is most important thing.
但是我们所拥有的最重要的是什么呢？
In His ministry and the work of God, not by the money.
神的功神的救恩不是用钱来完全的。
Work of God is by the name of Jesus Christ.
神的功是从神的能力来成就的。
Especially the scriptures within us.
是从我们心里所藏的神的话。
What do we have?
所以我们有什么呢？
We have a word of God.
我们有神的话。
We know the true Jesus Church, we preach the gospel, the truth.
我们在真耶稣教会是完全按着真理来传道。
This truth is so precious.
这个真理是非常宝贵的。
And some people understood as the ten basic belief as like just like a, you know the law, the list of the law.
有的人觉得我们十大信条好像是律法一样。
Now people think about the ten basic belief as considered this is like a doctrine issue. So it's not related to the love of Christ. It's not just related to the scripture. This too much.
甚至有人批评说十大信条就是一些教义而已，跟神的爱没有关系。
But I find out the ten basic belief is explain about the whole truth and whole scriptures in this Bible.
但是我们仔细想想，十大信条其实是在解释我们整本圣经的真理。
Now we need to have a confidence of what we believe.
我们要对我们所信的有自信。
Because this is the whole truth.
因为这是所有的真理。
When we preach the gospel to the other people,
当我们向人传道时候，
we need to have this confidence like this Peter and John.
我们要跟彼得、约翰一样有这么大的信心。
But they never afraid because they don't have money.
他们不是为了没钱就怕了。
The person come to them.Asking for help.
当人到他们面前求他们的时候，
they have wisdom enough to understand how they can help this man.
他们有这个智慧，知道如何最好的来帮忙这个人。
They understood that this man need to be healed by the name of Jesus Christ, that his name to be glorified.
他们了解可以用神的能力医治这个人，来让神的名得到荣耀。
So Jesus still the 21st century to us, he asking us.What is that in your hand?
今天在二十一世纪，神也向我们问：我们手里有什么
？That we have a word of God.
我们有神的道。
That we have a truth.
我们有真理。
And look at the powerful enough the word of God that we within our hand.
我们来想一想，我们手里神的道到底有什么能力呢
？Hebrews chapter 11, and the writer mentioned that.The word of God created the whole universe.
希伯来书十一章说神的话创造了天地。
What we have the scriptures such a precious asset that our own properties within our hands.
神的道是我们手里这么宝贵的的东西。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17,
在以弗所书六章十七节
，He mentioned what is our weapon.
这里说我们。的武器是什么呢
？The weapon that which is the sword of the spirit, Which is the word of God?
这里说，我们手里拿的是神的，是神的剑，就是神的话。
We have this word of God.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的话。
But、we have to cherish the what we have.
我们要好好的珍惜它。
We have to sharpen our weapon.
我们要磨砺它。
So that we can use for the God's purpose.
所以我们就可以为神的功来用这个宝剑。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters that's why we are.Church, keep on encouraging all the members to read the Bible and read the Bible.
这是我们教会为什么一直鼓励弟兄姐妹要好好的读经。
Of course, because after 40 years old, it's hard to memorize the scripture.
可能我们过四十岁以后就很难去也记圣经的话吧。
Just like me, because I'm not that good to memorize the scripture.
像我本身记忆不是很好。
Every time after reading, I forget about it.
我每次念完以后就忘了。
But once you keep on reading, it truly helps.
但是如果一直阅读的话还是有办法记得一些。
So we have only words we keep on repeating.
所以我们可以不断的来读圣经。
Many times I read the scripture, I find, wow, there's these scriptures. Before I read them, I couldn't find it, but now I find it.
当有时候念在看圣经的时候，我会觉得很惊讶，又看到一个以前好像没有看过的。
Maybe because when in our daily life, you and I we have encountered some difficulties and trouble.
有时候我们在生活上遇到困难
，and we don't know what to do.
我们不知道怎么去处理。
That times if we keep on, meditate the word of God.
如果那时候可以好好的思考神的话
，then Spirit of God give us a word.
神的灵会带领我们
then,
进入神的话中。
Once we open the scripture, we find out this word.
我们可以从神的话里面得到方向。
The words give us inspiration.
会得到启示。
This is the message from God.
这是神给我们的。
We need experience of a word of God within our heart.
我们可以在心里体验神的话。
Especially now, there's a lot of temptation.
这个世上现在有很多的引诱。
The ones, because especially, maybe because of our young children.
尤其是对我们下一代
，They are truly vulnerable to this world temptation.
这个世上对他们的引诱非常的大。
But we have to constantly, we have to train them and we teach them with the word of God.
我们要好好的用神的话来训练他们，来教导他们。
During the time of right after Joshua.
在约书亚的时代
，Why these people fail that after generation？
为什么在过了一代以后，人就开始堕落了呢
？Until the Joshua, these all the people, the experience of God, they followed the word of God.
到约书亚的时代，这些百姓他们每天都有体验到神的能力。
But after the generation, they failed to carry this precious word of God into their heart.
但是那一代过去以后，他们没有继续的谨守神的道理。
So after that, the generation now get into the judges era.
所以他们就进入士师的时代。
Which is the people they kept a distance from God.
那些人就远离了神。
They more focus on their life in this world as flesh in their life.
他们只是忙着生活上的一切。
Once their stomach is satisfied, then they're seeking something else beside of God.
他们肚子饱了以后，就寻求神以外的东西。
So God give them like this hardship and a trial in their life.
神就降一些灾难让他们去受苦。
And then later they turn back to God.
然后他们就回转归于神。
But this kind of cycle they continue about over 300 years.
这样的恶性循环经过了大概300多年。
Why these people have this kind of cycle on and on continue?
为什么这些人一直这样恶性循环呢
？Because the word of God never they builded their life.
因为神的话一直没有进入他们 的生活中。
Their life too much attached to this word.
他们生活跟这个世上分不开。
Even their life living in the promised land.
他们虽然已经在应许之地里。
Their ancestors occupied this land and conquered this land.
他们的祖宗把这个地打下来，让他们可以在这边生活。
Yet they do not know how to manage this the land that they conquered by their ancestors.
但是他们却不知道怎么好好的经营这块地。
So they compromised their life with the people and the native people in the land of Canaan.
他们就在这个原地的外邦人开始有结交。
It seems like their life is much better than what their life is.
好像觉得外邦人的生活比他们的更好。
Instead of the only worshiping God, but they're looking something else at the other God.
在一方面他们敬拜神，另外一方面又一直看看有没有更好的。
They never learn that the Word of God is the deep, most important things in their life.
他们没有好好的了解他们心中的神的话其实是最宝贵的。
So they're seeking something else.
他们一直寻求更好的。
But it is important. The Word of God is the most precious one.
但是我们要牢记着，神的话是最宝贵的。
The one that we have, the truth that we have, is the most precious one.
我们拥有的真理是最宝贵的。
The Psalm chapter 1 talking about the our delight is the law of God.
诗篇第一篇说，我们的喜乐就是神的话语。
Last night we talk about the Psalm chapter 1.
昨天晚上我们提到诗篇第一篇。
What is your joy? I can ask you.
我今天可以跟问大家说，你的喜乐是什么呢？
Because our joy should be come from the Word of God.
我们的喜乐的应该是从神来的。
And also the Scripture give us the wisdom to lead us to salvation.
神的话让我们有智慧，知道怎么得救恩。
Some people really enjoy, you know, the worldly books of philosophies and worldly, you know, the knowledge and their thought, you know.Because famous people thought.
有些人很喜欢到处去学哲学。
I'm not saying that this is all bad.
我不是在这边批评哲学有什么不好。
But we have to first with the scriptures within our life.
但是首先我们要先紧抓神的话。
None of the world in the world, any kind of knowledge, any philosophy can compare with the knowledge of God.
事实上，所有的知识都没有办法跟神的智慧来相比。
But practically, only one that lead us to the salvation is the Scriptures.
唯一能领我们得救恩的就是神的话。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3, and Paul mentioned that.
在提摩太后书，保罗这样说。
So only the Scriptures lead us to salvation.
只有神的话才可以带领我们进入救恩。
21st century, we have to emphasize our religious education.
所以我们在第二十一世纪要特别加强我们的宗教教育。
Let our children know the importance of the scripture.
让我们的下一代知道神的话多么重要。
So their life truly depends on the scripture.
因为他们这一生就是要靠着神而过，神的话来过。
Once we build up this our generation to the our following generation,
当我们可以这样子教导我们下一代
，they know how to overcome all the temptation of this world.
他们就知道如何去抵抗生活上的引诱。
They make a victorious Christian life.
他们就可以过着一个得胜的生活。
And 2 Timothy chapter 3,
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse from 14.
三章十四节。
You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writing which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is inspired by God and are profitable for teaching,for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And here, the Paul explained to the Timothy the importance of the teaching of the Scripture.
这里保罗提醒提摩太圣经的重要。
And this is the second Timothy is the last book of the Apostle Paul.
提摩太后书是保罗书信最后一卷。
And Paul wrote that this second Timothy when he was in the second prison, which is before he died.
这是在保罗快死以前在监牢里所写的一封书信。
I'm sure because Timothy already knew this much.
我在想其实他所都说的可能提摩太已经
知道了。But we know the Apostle Paul, this is the last will to the Timothy.
但是我们知道这是保罗留给提摩太最后的一段话。
We can be misled ourselves. Maybe Timothy also at this time maybe a lot of there's an outside of philosophy that he can make a turn around the fix on his life.
可能提摩太这个时候也有很多不一样的道理。
But sometimes the scriptures is too simple.
但是有时候跟外面的道理、世上的道理比起来，圣经好像太肤浅了。
Scripture is it's not much of a juicy like worldly books maybe.
圣经上的话好像没有什么味道。
But scripture is a true substance.
但是圣经是最有内涵的。
Because the scripture is the word of God.
是最有内容的，因为它是神的话。
God wants to talk to us through the scriptures.
神是通过圣经来跟我们说话。
So we can educate our children through the scriptures.
所以我们今天也可以从圣经来教导我们小孩子。
Also, we can educate ourselves through the word of God.
我们可以从圣经里面学习，向神学习。
Word of God, we have in our hands.
我们今天手里所有的 所有的就是这本圣经。
I hope that we can continue to meditate the word of God.
我们可以一直继续的思想。
So that what we have can become a true blessing in our life.
所以我们拥有的就可以 成为我们真正的恩典。
Maybe we have a library in our living room or our home.
我们家里可能拥有很多书籍。
Maybe you have thousands of books, maybe.
可能你拥有上千本的书。
If you don't read it,
但是如果你都不去看它的话
，physically you own all the books.
虽然书架上有摆了很多书
，but unless you read these books,
但是如果我们不去看它的话
，it cannot be yours.
他们就不属于，真的不属于我们。
The same thing.
同样的道理。
We have a scripture. This is 66 books.
我们圣经里有六十六卷书。
If we do not meditate the word of God,
如果我们不去思想它。
If we do not study the word of God,
我们不去学习。
Yeah, we have. We can carry all the time.
我们可以一直拿着这本圣经到处走。
Maybe we can put the hands we pray to God.
我们甚至把手放在这圣经上，这样向神祷告。
The word of God it cannot be our heart, and we.It cannot be truly be our own.
但是神的话永远还是不可能进到我们心里。
If we do not meditate the word of God,
我们如果不去思想神的话
，God cannot talk to us.
神没有办法跟我们说话的。
Only God talks to us through the word of God.
神是借着他的话来跟我们沟通。
I hope that the word of God can help us, and also this is a true, beyond the money value.
我希望大家可以了解这个宝贵是金钱所买不到的。
And also what we have in our hand, beside the word of God.
除了神的话以外，我们手里还有什么呢
？Our prayer.
我们的祷告。
Prayer is important.
祷告是非常重要的。
Prayer can help us our life to be sober mind all the time.
祷告会让我们警醒。
Especially toward the end time.
尤其是在末日时候。
We have to more pray.
我们要更加紧的祷告。
Through the prayer, we can have a sober mind. We can prepare on the last day.
我们可以警醒来预备自己。
God working with us.
神会跟我们同工。
Satan also working also to trying to looking for the hole to coming in to destroy our faith.
那撒旦也是一直要找机会来攻击我们。
So we have to constantly pray to God.
所以我们要常常祷告。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
我们一起来看路加福音。
Luke chapter 21.
二十一章。
Verse from 34 to 36.
三十四节到三十六节。
Luke chapter 21, verse from 34 to 36.
路加福音二十一章三十四节到三十六节。
Be on guard that your heart may not be weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.And that they come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But keep on the alert at all time, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is what Jesus said.
这是主耶稣说的。
Jesus urged us to pray.
主耶稣劝我们要警醒祷告。
This message maybe 2,000 years ago, people at that time in front of Jesus, but at the same time for us, actually more urgent than before.
这主耶稣在2000年说的话，对今天来讲是更加紧重要。
We have to continue to pray.
我们要继续的祈求祷告。
That how we can receive the power from above.
我们如何从上头得到能力呢
？Without prayer, we cannot receive the power from above.
如果不祷告的话，是不可能从上头得到能力。
There's many different issues that we can preach the gospel.
今天我们要传道，可能会碰到很多。
But the essential the things that we can.The things that we can, the tool and instrument to preach the gospel is power from above.
很多困难，但是最主要的传道方法其实是通过祷告达到的。
I can say during the time of apostle, how is it possible all these apostles, these apostles can preach the gospel such a mighty ways?
我们如果想一想《使徒行传》那时候那么多使徒，他们是怎么传道的呢
？Because they receive power from above.
那是因为他们从上头得到能力。
Because it comes from their prayer.
是从借着他们祷告得到的能力。
We have noticed that during the Acts chapter 3, at this time, that Peter and John, they're on the way their time because of time to pray.
在使徒行传第三章，彼得跟约翰是要上圣殿去祷告，因为是祷告的时间。
They are accustomed to pray. They have a set the time. They pray to God.
他们每天有定时祷告的习惯。
And why at that time these apostles at that time they elect seven of them so they can manage the whole churches.
那时候使徒时代时代为什么他们选出了七个人出来？
Because all the work of God, they want to pray to God.
因为神的工人，他们要专心祷告。
So they want to receive the power from above.
他们希望从上头得能力。
The most important part of power, the tool to preach the gospel is a power from above.
传道最重要的工具就是从上头来的能
力。Now I learned that this generation is very hard to preach the gospel.
这个世代很难去传福音。
You say go out. You open the book of John chapter 3 verse 5. This is the way you can be saved. You save your soul. Then people do not listen.
我们今天拿着圣经到外面跟人家讲传福音，没有人要听的。
And you know, because we have many Bible just verses, you know, just flipping here, flipping there. They don't want to hear right away.
圣经这么大本，那么多经节，没有人有那个耐心去听。
They want to see the power from above.
他们所要看的是从上头来的能力。
If we do not have enough power,
我们如果今天手里没有能力
，No matter how much we know the scripture, you know, present to them, they're not convinced.
不管我们圣经多懂多熟，他们还是不信的。
During the time of apostle.
在使徒时代
，Why the scripture was such a powerfully to be preached？
为什么他们传道那么有力量呢
？Because they have a prayer，
因为他们有祷告
，the true prayer，
有真实的祷告。
It's not prayer just a form of our general physical is kneel down to pray to God，
不是只有外表上就跪在那边。
Their soul can touch the spirit of God。
但是他们的心里跟神的圣灵是结合在一起
，So God work with them。
所以神通过他们工作
It's come from the true prayer.
是从真实的祷告来的。
If we have a prayer,
我们今天如果有祷告的话
，God truly work with us.
神也会跟我们同工。
You know the victory of Israel is from the battle of Amalek.
以色列他们从亚玛利人得胜。
You know the Exodus chapter 7 they explain what happened at that time.
在出埃及第十七章有解释什么怎么发生的。
Moses sent Joshua to lead his people to fight against Amalek.
摩西派耶稣亚去跟亚玛利人打战。
This is the physical battle against the enemies.
这是一场跟敌人所征战的。
But what God says to Moses, asking him to go up to the mountain and to raise your hands to God.
但是神跟摩西怎么说呢？他要到山上举手祷告。
So the Moses can see all the picture of the fighting during the battle.
所以摩西在山上可以看到下面在打仗的情形。
It's good thing is at that time, so you know, Aaron and Hur also follow Moses.
那时候亚伦跟户尔也上了山。
So they see that you know the whole the fighting against the enemy the Amalekite.
他们可以看到对亚玛利人的征战。
So the Moses raised his hands.
当摩西举手时候
，No one can see that.
没有人看得到。
Only can see that this Aaron and Hur.
只有亚伦跟户尔看得到。
But Moses also man so tired, so the hands is coming down.
那有时候摩西手会发沉。
Find out the Amalekites override to the Israelites.
他手垂下的时候，亚玛利人就战胜。
Even though it's tired, so the Moses raised hand.
虽然他很累了，但是他还是继续的举手。
And the leading by the Joshua, his people now override to the Amalekites.
当举手的时候，约书亚的兵就战胜。
So this battle is a whole day battle.
这是整天的一场战争。
So Aaron and Hur support Moses.
所以亚伦跟户尔就帮摩西举手。
Of course, as appearance, the Joshua he defeated all the enemies of Amalek.
在表面看起来好像是约书亚打胜了。
But because there's a man of God behind it.
那其实背后还有一个神人在祷告。
Sometimes we don't know how we can help the church ministry.
有时候我们不知道圣工是从何着手。
We know the church ministry is not only the you know the full-time ministry to go out to preach.
我们觉得说这个传道的事好像是。圣工人员要做的。
Who is the true worker of God?
但是神的工人是谁呢
？Those who have a sincere prayer.
有专心祷告的人。
Maybe you're very old yourself. Maybe you don't have enough gift. You think.
可能你觉得你的恩赐不大。
When you think about yourself, I don't have money.
你觉得你没有什么才能
？My offering is not much change of church financial, you know, the amount.
你的奉献可能在教会的 经济上不怎么不算多。
But remember, you have a very precious tool, very precious weapon, and very precious the asset that God already given to your hand.
但是请记得，神已经给你一个最好的、最有力量的做圣工的办法。
Sincere prayer.
就是你专心的祷告。
If you pray for the work of God.
为神的工来代祷。
Maybe there's many frontliner they work for God and preaching the gospel.
可能有像约书亚在前线打战的人。
It's not because of them, because of your prayer God worked with them.
但是不是因为只有他们，而是通过你的祷告，神让他们得
胜。So from now on, don't think that you don't have anything.
所以从今开始，不要再觉得说你有办没有办法做圣工。
You can be like a Moses.
你也可以像摩西一样。
Maybe nobody can see you.
可能没有人看到你。
But you are the one in the mountain top of the mountain. You pray for God.
你却是在山顶上。向神祷告的人
Maybe you are not in the front liner to fight against the enemies.
可能你没有在前线直接跟敌人征战
Maybe you are not the front liner to you can preach the gospel.
可能你没有在前线一对一的向人布道
God listen to your prayer.
但是神听你的祷告
What your hands is so precious.
你所做的是多么的美好
Your incense can reach up to God.
你所烧的香可以达到神的面前。
In Revelation chapter 5 verse 8, it describes our prayer.
启示录五章八节讲到我们的祷告。
Full of incense, a golden and within the golden bowl.
好像金炉里面的香。
This is saint's prayer.
这是圣徒的祷告。
Only way to reach up to God is our prayer.
我们唯一可以达到神的方法就是通过我们的祷告。
If all the brothers and sisters, we have a true prayer within God.
如果我们弟兄姐妹同心向神祷告。
God work with us.
神求你跟我们同工。
And maybe because, you know, during the time of apostles, such a great work be done, also can be work done to us also.
那在使徒行上所做的这么大的工程，可能今天我们没有办法做。
Let us pray.
我们好好的祷告吧。
This prayer is not just prayer, but sincere prayer.
不只是普通的祷告，但是要专心的祷告。
It's not just kneel down our physically we pray to God.
不是只有在外表上、身体上跪下祷告而
已。But our soul can pray to God.
但是我们的心灵要真正的专心祷告。
Our heart can pray to God.
我们的心跟灵要一起祷告。
So this prayer can reach up to God.
所以我们的祷告才可以达到神。
I think during the time of Jesus Christ and all the you know the Pharisees, Sadducees.You can say, you know, scribe and the priest, they pray to God.
在耶稣的时候，法利赛人、撒都该人、文士、祭司，他们都有祷告。
But their prayer cannot reach up to God.
但是他们的祷告不一定达到神。
Our prayer should reach up to God.
我们的祷告要，我们要确定我们祷告可以达到神。
You know, John chapter 4, when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman.
约翰福音第四章，主耶稣跟撒玛利亚。妇人在讲话的时候
，And Jesus mentioned that God is a spirit.
神说，主耶稣说，神是一个灵。
God looking for the people, those who worship with the, in the spirit and the truth.
他说，神是要希望人从心灵跟诚实向他。
Another form of our worship is through our prayer.
向他祷告，我们向神的敬拜是通过我们的祷告。
God give us this privilege.
神让我们有这个这个特权来敬来跟他敬拜他。
We have empty-handed.
我们两手空空来到神面前。
Once you open, it's nothing.
我们手展开什么都没有。
But once you holding together.
但是我们把我们手合在一起。
Once close our eyes.
把眼睛闭起来的时候。
It becomes a very powerful things for the Lord.
在神的面前就成一个非常有力的。
We have this precious one.
我们有这么好的宝贵。
Sincere prayer.
就是我们专心的祷告。
Especially the spiritual convocation getting very close to us.
我们知道我们灵恩会就到了。
We come back to God.
我们要回转到神面
前。Truly our heart, we pour our heart to God.
把我们心灵掏出来给神看。
Show our sincere prayer to God.
用我们心灵诚实来求他。
So our voice can reach up to God.
所以我们的祷告才能达到他。
And also we have a Holy Spirit.
我们手里还有什么呢？就是有圣灵。
This is one of the most precious one that within our heart.
这个也是在我们所有最宝贵的其
中之一。I'm sure all the brothers and sisters you experience when you receive the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们每一个得到圣灵的人都有这个体验。
How great the moment when you receive the Holy Spirit.
当你得到圣灵那一刹那，有多么喜乐呢？
When we receive the Holy Spirit, the joy coming into us.
这个很大的喜热，浇到我们心里。
I'm sure because we all have that experience.
我想我们大部分都有那个体验吧。
But many years we believe in Jesus Christ.
但是我们信主多很多年以后。
Such excitement and such kind of movement is kind of diminished.
那时候那个感动到哪里去了呢？
At that time, every time come to the Lord is such grateful.
那时候刚受圣灵的时候，每次祷告都觉得那么美好。
But later on, it's coming in and out, and not that much movement.
但是久而久之，每天到教会来，那个感觉就不太一样了。
With the Spirit of God within us, or not, is not much of that much of excitement within us.
神灵有没有在我们心里，好像觉得没有什么不一样
？Spirit of God within us.
但是神的灵要在我们心中。
We have to think this is very such a precious one within our life.
我们要明白这是多么宝贵的事。
And Jesus mentioned that in John chapter 20 after he resurrected from the dead.
耶稣在复活以后，在约翰福音二十章，他这么说。
He talked to his disciples, receive the Holy Spirit.
他跟他们门徒说，受圣灵。
Before he ascend to heaven, also in the book Acts chapter 1, he said.You see, you wait for the coming from the power from above, which is the Holy Spirit.
在升天以前，他也向门徒说，叫他们到耶路撒冷去，等圣灵的降临。
Because this is most precious to their life.
因为这是在他们生命中最重要的其中
一件事。When we receive the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of the holy, the with created in our heart.
当我们受圣灵的时候，神的国就在我们心中呈现了。
It's important that we keep our temple of God within us always be pure and clean.
那我们身体就成了神的殿，所以我们很重要的要保持圣洁。
I think it's a good time that during the spiritual convocation, we come to the Lord to cleanse ourselves.
我们在灵恩会之中，我们可以来到神面前，好好的洁净我们。
We cleanse our life.
洁净我们的生活
，cleanse our temple，
洁净我们这个神的殿。
So that His kingdom within us all the time.
所以他的国可以永久的在我们身上。
This temple of God created by the Holy Spirit.
我们这个殿是圣灵建造的。
You think about it in Old Testament time.
我们想一想旧约时代。
When you offer to God, you have to come all the way to the Jerusalem.
当我们要向神圣殿的时候，献祭的时候，我们要。老远跑到耶路撒冷来。
But nowadays, everybody receive Holy Spirit.
那现在我们每个人都可以得到圣灵。
So the Spirit of God dwells within us.
圣灵在住在我们里面。
We can communicate with God.
在我们身上，在我们心中，我们可以跟神沟通。
It is blessing of God.
这是这么大的恩典。
The Spirit of God within us.
神的灵住在我们心中。
It is the blessing of God.
这真的是神的恩典。
Because we receive Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God testify we belong to Christ.
那因为我们有得到圣灵，神的灵也作证说我们是属于神的。
Also, they're led by the Holy Spirit so that we can prove that we are the Son of God.
那我们跟从神的圣灵的带领来做神的儿女。
The Spirit of the truth lead us into the truth.
圣灵会带领我们进入真理。
Nowadays, there's a lot of different churches out there.
今天世上有很多不一样的教会。
And leading us the truth is only the Spirit of God can do that.
只有神的灵才可以带领我们进入真理。
It is a blessing that we have this truth.
我们有这个真理，真的是很感谢神。
The Spirit of God with us in the truth lead us into the truth.
我们有神的灵带领我们进真理。
This is enough for us.
这些
to be motivate ourselves.
这些对我们来讲已经够了。
This is enough as our church to be prosper.
足够让我们教会大大的兴旺。
Yes, we need money.
是的，我们需要金钱。
Yes, we need everything that what other has.
我们需要别人需要的。
But beyond that, we are better than them.
但是除了这以外，我们还有更好的。
Why? Because we have a truth.
为什么呢？因为我们有真理。
The word of God within us.
我们有神的道跟我们同在。
Because we can have a true prayer to God.
我们可以好好的向神祷告。
Because the Spirit of God within us.
因为神的灵跟我们同在。
God asked Moses.
神对摩西问
：“What is that in your hands？”
你手里是什么
？And Moses said, "Staff."
摩西说是杖。
In a sense, it's nothing.
其实他回答说是什么都没有。
But God used it.
但是神用这个杖来工作。
Mighty work to be done with it.
用他的这一支杖做了很大的工作。
Maybe God asked to us.
今天神也问我们
：“What is that in your hands？”
你手里是什么呢？
God chose us, calling us. He gave us word of God.
神拣选我们，呼召我们，也希望我们可以做他的工。
He gave us open the channel that our channel between God and us through the prayer.
他让我们从祷告中可以跟他搭上这个沟通的道路。
And also, God poured down His precious Spirit into our life.
他把他宝贵的圣灵浇灌到我们生命里。
We say we have everything.
其实我们样样都有
，just like Peter and John，
就像彼得、约翰一样。
Maybe gold and silver is not their hands，
可能金银没有在我们手中。
But they have the name of Jesus Christ，
但是他们有主耶稣的名。
Which is they have everything，
其实他们就是样样都有了。
We have everything，
我们也是一样。
That's why the blessing of God，
这个是神极大的恩典。
On the last days, we our as a true our true churches, we have received the great mission from above.
在末世，我们真教会有神的这么大的工作使命。
We have everything.
我们手中样样都有。
Now is only we use this.
现在唯一的就是我们要用它。
So that God can work with us.
所以神可以跟我们一起同工。
Let's sing in 145.
一起唱诗145首。
God to give us, Give us a fullness of the Holy Spirit.
求神让我们圣灵充满。
And give us wisdom enough to know what we have in our hands.
让我们有智慧知道明白我们手中所有的是什么。
And especially spiritual convocation is getting close to us.
尤其我们灵会就将到临。
And Spirit of God work with us among us.
求神的灵跟我们一起同工。
So all the messages and all the word of can magnify enough to move our heart.
所以我们所听的神的道理都可以感动我们的心。
And also we can well prepare our heart with the true prayer.
我们预备我们心，好好的专心祷告。
So the spiritual convocation make a true meaningful to us.
所以这个灵会可以让我们得到造就。
We ask God, the Spirit of God, work with us, among with us, not only the spiritual convocation, but individual our life and throughout the whole this year also.
求神的灵不只是在灵会跟我们同工，也在我们这整年度的生活上，继续跟我们同在。
And we can pray 10 minutes.
我们一起祷告10分钟。